I'm Madeline Walter.
And I'm Ben Axelrad, and we're both hypochondriacs.
I think I'm sick when I'm not.
And anytime I'm sick, I think I'm a goner for sure.
Welcome to Definitely Dying, the podcast about health concerns, both real and imagined.
Because it's better to laugh about it together than cry about it alone.
I have a runny nose and an ingrown hair, and
my knee hurts.
My arms are kind of rash.
Is that a rash?
And I had Asian food, and that makes me feel kind of sick. I
might
be lactose intolerant.
Guys, welcome back to another Definitely Dying. We have a different kind of episode for you today. A couple weeks ago, we had the privilege of going into JASH, and they helped us record an episode that was live in VR with a really cool company called Altspace VR, where they basically set up a virtual comedy club for us and had a bunch of avatars come to that comedy club in real time and watch us do a live podcast, but you know, we weren't, we were live, but none of us were in the same place.
Yeah.
Is that a good, I keep struggling to describe virtual reality.
It was perfect right up until your last sentence when you immediately turned into an old person. And the last sentence was just fine too. It was just some classic old lady Madeline. we've all grown to enjoy old lady Madeline moments. But that's more or less accurate. And so one of the things you'll notice about this podcast, unlike every time we're here in the studio, is that the audience was able to participate with us as well. And so there's a lot of back and forth, a lot of interaction with Claire, a little bit of Dill.
Yeah.
You can check out
Shoo Shoo was in the mix.
Who I accidentally I insist it was an accident, called Choo Choo for a portion of the podcast. We had Ragetastic.
Yeah.
a lot of our friends from near and far, actually almost exclusively far.
Yeah, a lot of people from the UK and Australia and Canada.
Yeah.
But it was really cool because, for the first time, people were able to share stories in real time.
Yeah.
You know, so we got a bunch of like really fun injury stories, and people were, it was such a cool audience. Everybody
Definitely.
Was so down to participate. Mm-hmm. And they were all like really kind of polite and respectful. And,
it's cool to find out that our podcast had extended across the pond.
Yeah.
That was very cool.
So as you're listening to it, just I guess a caveat, it will, probably sound different and weird. There will be like sort of a murmuring of an audience noise behind us. And also there will be a lot of like me going like, and that's when I've accidentally teleported myself across the room because like, we have remotes where we can just kind of go all over the place. So it will be an interesting listen and not what you're used to. And of course, you'll only be hearing it and not seeing the visual element. But I think it's worth sticking around just for the cool stories we got from our audience.
Definitely. And if you you think that we did a bad job, Lynn from Altspace disagrees. She gave us excellent notes. She loves us. So if you don't, hey, maybe this podcast will just be for Lynn from now on.
And just before we get started, just a quick another thank you to JASH and to Altspace for letting us have that experience. It was really cool.
Without further ado, VR.
VR.
Hi.
That was an awesome song.
Hi, you guys.
Wow, hi.
Oh, hello. Whoa. Oh, no.
Hello.
They're
among us.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, everybody.
Hi. I'm stuck in the crowd. I don't know how.
Madeline. Madeline.
Can you?
There you go.
Get on stage. Madeline. Madeline's biggest fear was that the crowd would accost her immediately. It happened.
There's a barrier. Look, we can't get any closer. You're safe now.
Thank you.
Whoa.
Look at you guys.
Thank you guys so much for being here. This is our first time in VR. I don't know if you could tell.
Oh, wow. Well done, man. Oh, you're going to have a lot to think about for a second.
Look at, I see a lot of hands going up.
Oh, yeah.
This is weird. And
camera.
I see a lot of hands going up.
I see, what does that camera mean? I think that's like clapping, right? Is that what the hands are? It's like a clapping emoji. Cool.
Thanks for your applause, everyone.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, wait, I can do it too.
This doesn't work very well as a problem. It looks good. It doesn't quite do the thing. You know? It looks nice. So we can do this too. It's up to you.
How many of you guys have heard our podcast before? Can you put some kind of emoji, do something over your heads if you've heard our podcast before? Yeah. Does that sad emoji mean yes? That's great.
Look at you guys. Thanks.
I'm going to...
Raise your hand and I'll try to call on you.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody raise a hand.
Oh, there's a hand. You're hiding. That hand is hiding behind that pillar.
Okay.
Oh, there. Oh, there's... Here.
Did it work?
Do you see that?
Mono Loco 3? Did I call
That's
on
me.
You?
Hi. How are you?
Hi. Thank you. Welcome. How are you?
Welcome to you both. It's your first time, so actually, welcome to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mono Loco 3 is it? This is, of course, the podcast hosted by Mono Loco 3.
No, that's great.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
So for those of you who haven't heard the podcast before, this is Definitely Dying. We're a little podcast about health and hypochondria. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for joining us. We talk about all the things that terrify us about our human bodies and bring in a funny guest who is equally terrified.
That's a perfect. It's very funny to not be in a real body. This should be our dream.
It's equally
right,
because
we can't die in here. Is that true?
This is definitely an upgrade.
If you die here, you die in real life.
We would die in real life.
What if I died now, but you didn't know for a long time? You just thought my avatar was being really quiet.
You should. We should all have your number.
That is scary.
Just in case.
I think we all agree that would be a first.
That was a very good thing, Ben. I really like it. For those of you who don't listen regularly, I can't. I never shut up.
That's not true. She just has a lot to say, in a good way. Very, very occasionally she can't zip it, but most times she's just a smart, interesting lady. So we like to hear her talk. Raise your hand if you think Madeline's a smart, nice lady. Look at all the hands going up. They love you, Madeline.
This is the best day of my life.
keep your hands up if you think Ben's a freak show. Hey, that's what I thought.
Silence.
Welcome to another episode of Nice Lady and the Freak. Yeah.
I thought there was a Beauty and the Beast remake.
What about the Beauty and the Beast remake? That would be me and Madeline.
Madeline and the Freak.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for clarifying that. Madeline, you're the Beauty and I'm the Beast.
We should rename the podcast. We should coming at you from the Beauty and the Beast. This is definitely dying.
I'm your host, Beast. All right, hey guys, who want to win a T-shirt? Raise your hand if you'd like to win a T-shirt. It's a Hanes Beefy Tee, all white. No, just kidding. It's a Definitely Dying T-shirt. Hey, can we show the T-shirt pictures on the screen in the back?
Oh.
Look at that.
Is that you two?
That's the Beast. Look.
That's
the Beast. Yeah. Wow. This is... People do not like me in virtual reality, man.
I love you, man.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm not even going to give you those stupid hearts. I just love you, brother. Right.
Thank you. Okay, so we're going to play a quick quiz. And I'm going to ask a question, and then if you want to participate, you'll raise your hand. I'll call on you, and if you win the quiz, then you win a T-shirt. Good times, right? Woo!
Yeah.
Okay. So this is how the quiz is going to work. I'm going to ask you a question of which there are going to be 8 answers, and if you'll have 5 guesses to guess 4 of them, if you get 4 right, you win the T-shirt, and if not, we'll move on to the next person. You guys ready?
Okay.
All right.
Good luck. Good luck.
Raise your hand if you'd like to participate. Okay. Let's do you right here in the front.
DYL. Dill. Is that Dill?
Yes.
Hi, Dill.
Mr. Pickle.
This is the beautiful Madeline. I'm the beast, Ben. So the question is, name the 8 most common bones to break in the human body. Now, when we say a bone, it could be cartilage, it could be bone, it could be cartilage or bone. So, Dill, you have 5 guesses to name 4 of the 8. Go. God.
Your nose.
Correct.
Ooh.
That's 1. Give us 3 more.
Your arm.
Okay.
Okay.
Your arm.
I thought he was cleaning his nose from the blood.
No. Wrong. Three more guesses.
Your foot.
Correct.
Yes.
Ooh.
That's 2. Dill. Go, Dill.
Come on, Dill. You can do it.
Woo,
2 more,
Dill.
Dill. Dill. Dill.
Dill.
Dill.
Dill.
Dill. Dill. Dill. Let's go.
Dill.
What else you got, Dill?
Everybody, Dill.
Dill. Dill. Dill. Dill. Dill. Dill. Dill. Dill. Dill. Dill. Dill. Dill. Dill. Dill. Dill.
Dill. Dill.
2 more body parts, Dill.
Your leg.
I'm sorry, Dill. You lost.
Dill, I'm so sorry.
All right. Let's go with Mustafa. Would you like to play our contest?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Name 5 four of the 4 most common body bones to break in the human body. We only need 2 more.
Femur.
What was it?
Femur?
The femur. That's
femur is like the biggest part of your leg.
Oh, right.
Your femur is like that big part of your leg.
Yeah, that's right. Like that's right. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Mustafa.
Yeah. Where's my peanuts music when I need it?
Should we call on somebody else? All right, let's call on Waco Malt.
Tibia? Is that the front of your leg?
Yes, that's correct. The ankle.
Ooh, nice.
Damn, 2 more. That's correct.
There's 2 bones there.
The tibia and the fibula you're referring to, but we're just going to refer to that as the ankle across the board.
Okay.
So you're in?
I mean, wrist bone?
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
One more.
One more. Okay. We're going with Trish Panda? Trash Panda? Trash Panda. I'm sorry, Trash Panda.
Trash Panda, that's a great name.
You have an answer for us, Trash Panda.
What about a clavicle?
That is correct. Trash Panda, you win the T-shirt.
Trash Panda.
Cool. Trash Panda, tweet us at Definitely Dying, and we will send you a T-shirt.
Wow.
Yeah, if you DM us your address, we'll send you that Trash Panda.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. Next up, raise your hands if you want to play for another new T-shirt. Okay. Let's go. Nocturne 72.
What was the question?
The question will be, what are the 8 most common workplace accidents?
As in falling off ladders.
Something stuff like that.
That style.
You don't have to be as specific as ladder, but yeah, like things like falling, and I can't give it away anymore.
Folds, burns, cuts, abrasions, concussions.
You just said many at once.
Lunch. Say the first one again.
I can't remember. That was hours ago. What are you talking about?
Okay, just then say it. Say a new first
you
one.
You gotta pace yourself.
Yeah, pace yourself.
Brainstorm and then say you remember everything I brainstormed. That's insane. Okay,
just remember one thing you brainstormed. Cuts.
Cuts, abrasions, falls.
Someone having sex with the boss's wife.
Right.
That's not a good one.
Falls is correct.
Electrocution.
That's correct. Two more.
Burns.
What was the last thing you said?
Falls, electrocutions, burns.
Oh, burns. No. Okay, burns. No. I'm sorry. You can't. You have two more guesses.
Okay. What have I said so far?
You said you got falls and electrocution.
1,000 things.
Yeah, you said a lot of things. And then you, and then when we asked you to repeat them, you criticized us. I don't know.
Cuts.
Nope. Okay. We're gonna go to. Who's me?
Claire.
Oh. Claire. Where's Claire? Oh, there, I found you, Claire.
Claire, are you that? Are you that? Look.
I've got it.
Oh,
I got
the green
her.
Robot?
No, she's the gray one. Claire.
Oh, you look more like a Claire than the green robot.
What are your answers, Claire?
Cut fingers. That's a definite.
No, I'm sorry. That's not on the list. Good try, though.
Claire, do you work in the place that people are always cutting their fingers?
I have done it. I'll put a nail through your finger, one of them.
That's brutal. Look at this flying. This is flying head.
Oh, no. Ooh.
Let's call him the flying head.
Wow.
Get your hand trapped in a machine. That's another one.
One more guess, Claire. Claire, what do you got?
Banging your hand with a hammer.
What's that? You give up?
I'll translate. She said banging your hand with a hammer.
Okay. Thanks, Nocturne. No, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. We're gonna go to this next person. Oh no. Oh, Trash Panda, we already did you. Waco Mall, we did you too. I really want to click on this floating head.
I know.
Leah, you're in.
Hello. I was like a collapse, like building our bridge is collapsed.
That's correct. That's correct, getting crushed.
Collapsed building.
Getting crushed by objects, yes, that counts.
We have that in Montreal, the bridge collapsed, so I don't think that would count.
Yeah, that counts. Wow. So now, one more, and you win the T-shirt.
Like flood, I know it sounds like
hello.
Being sung by water, like flood.
You're really bridge centric with your answers.
we were pipe leak or something.
No, I'm sorry, that is not correct. Who else wants to win this T-shirt? This has been a shit show. Somehow virtual reality has gone better than this quiz. Waco Mall, you're back in the game.
Hello.
Give us an answer to...
Muscle strains?
That's if you work at like a... You heard working out?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sorry. Chris, you're in.
Sorry, I glitched out. What do we have for answers already?
We have crushed, falling, electrocution, and we need one more.
We Repetitive motion injuries.
That's correct.
Ooh, that, good
that
one.
Is, that is yeah. That is so correct. I wonder if you looked this up on the internet. That is literally written on my piece of paper. Okay.
Repetitive motion injuries.
Oh. Okay, Chris,
you
win the T-shirt.
Office, we see it all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, you
okay,
work
yeah.
Where do you work?
So, government office.
Oh.
So, as it turns out, repetitive motion is literally the only of the major injuries that take place in a workplace that happens to white-collar workers. Every other one happens to people in the service industry or blue-collar. So, Chris, if you...
someone just shout out ergonomics.
Yeah.
This is our kind of crowd. I love it.
This is our kind of crowd, yeah. Chris, if you tweet at Definitely Dying and send us your address, we will get you a T-shirt.
Yeah, I don't have Twitter or anything like that. How would I?
Oh, okay. You could email.
Email Chris, us at definitelydying@gmail.com. Did you get that, Chris?
I can help you.
Awesome.
Okay, one last quiz. One more T-shirt. I'm gonna try to get this green person. Oh, that's Dill again.
And the prompt is...
Okay. Shoseki. Did I get that right? Did I say that right?
Yep.
Nice. Okay. Last question. What are the 8 most common surgeries? Shoseki.
Ooh, scary.
We're going to get... If you give us 4, you get the T-shirt. If you miss more than 1, we move on.
Do they have to be the medical name?
No.
Okay. Nose job, rhinoplasty?
No, I'm sorry, that's not correct. Okay, you've used your miss. You got to get 4 in a row now.
Oh God. I can't think. Sorry.
Okay.
No pressure.
Dill, you're back
it's
in.
It's a lot of pressure.
What do you got, Dill?
Plastic surgery.
No, I'm sorry. That's not correct. Plastic surgery, not correct.
Yeah.
Cindy, you're in.
It should be cesarean.
Good answer.
The C-section is correct.
Nice. Everybody's got to cut a baby out.
Yeah, we all got...
It's either hip surgery or knee surgery and a hysterectomy.
Hysterectomy is correct. Knee surgery, yes. Joint replacement, that counts. One more and you win the T-shirt.
Oh. Pacemaker?
Pacemaker will count. We're referring to all heart surgeries in general. Congratulations, Cindy.
Nice.
You're in. Cindy.
Woo. That was amazing.
Yeah, it was great. Cindy, do you have Twitter?
Cindy.
No idea.
Cindy,
can I give
okay,
you
then,
email
you can email us.
You better get Twitter.
Definitely dying.
who's
Jeff? What's that?
I'm gonna give the shirt to Dill instead.
Okay. Dill.
Okay. Oh, that's really nice.
That's really nice.
Dill, you got the T-shirt. You won through friendship.
That's so nice. Unfortunately, it's not allowed. I'm sorry, Dill. You're gonna have to leave. No, I'm kidding, Dill. No, Dill, come back. No, Dill. We love you.
Dill, we really love you.
We really love you, Dill. Yeah. You're gonna get the T-shirt, Dill. Tweet at Definitely Dying. Sorry, Madeline. It's hard to not interrupt each other when we're in
yelling at a child.
It's really hard.
Yeah. Okay, that completes our quiz. Round of applause.
Yeah. No, I know. Yay! I keep wanting it. So much of it. What I do.
Oh yeah.
Okay, let's clap too, Madeline.
Ooh. I'm clapping, baby.
Reggie Watts called those live hands.
Uh oh. I just jumped across the stage.
Whoa.
Look at me. I'm back here now, everyone.
Oh, where? Oh, Ben. Wait, you're jumping all around. Whoa.
I'm back.
Now I'm gone. Whoa.
Okay. Oh.
Oh. I'll come back to the stage. Whoa.
I'm back.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Madeline, should we bring out our guest?
Yeah.
Oh no! I did it again. I jumped into the crowd.
Oh, no.
Hey, it's me and Nocturne. Me and Nocturne.
Oh, yeah. That's like the fall's newest sitcom.
Yeah.
And Axelrod and Nocturne. One of them's in real life. The other's in virtual reality.
That's starring Jill and Cindy. Where's Choo Choo? Choo Choo, where are you? Raise your hand, Choo Choo.
Choo-choo.
Hey, Choo Choo. Thanks for coming, Choo Choo.
We got some good names in that.
Yeah.
Calling my name? Or...
Yeah.
Yes.
I love Choo Choo.
Choo Choo. Choo Choo.
Choo Choo.
Choo Choo.
Choo Choo. Choo Choo's here.
Choo Choo.
Where's Choo Choo?
Right there.
Oh my god.
Oh, there's Choo Choo. Choo Choo. Sorry, Choo Choo. Hi. Sorry, I got your name wrong.
I thought
you were
calling my name, though.
Come on. I
drew
that out a little bit.
That's a camera, that's... not just a camera shaped avatar named Camera, right?
Oh,
that's just a real camera.
So. That's a
real camera.
Person. That's an avatar just as a camera.
It's a definite camera.
Really?
Yeah.
There's definitely a person controlling it as well. So.
That's camera. Hi, camera.
Hey, camera. Oh, what's
hi,
up?
Camera.
It's a real camera.
Hello.
Nocturne, that's why we star in a show together. You're the brains and I'm the beast.
Our guest today, we're super excited. He's already been on our podcast once and he had so many crazy stories about hurting himself that we thought we needed to get him back in here. Guys, put your little hand, like your hand emojis together for Nathan Barnett.
Yay!
You can also say yay!
Nathan!
Yay!
Nathan, real quick, before we start, let me just introduce you to the entire audience. This is Dill, Choo Choo, Nocturne 72, Cindy,
Camera.
That's our pal Leah. Here's Mustafa.
Oh, Linda. Hi, Linda.
Hey, Linda.
Hey, Linda.
Like the celebrity of the audience.
Scott broke his neck. Scott, what happened to your neck?
Oh, no, Scott! Scott!
This is Scott. Scott! Scott! A round of applause for Scott fixing his broken neck. Woo!
Scott!
You did it, Scott. You did it.
You did it.
So Nathan, you know how the show works. You did this before.
I sure did.
Yeah.
Can you guys hear me? Just double checking.
Yes.
Okay, cool. All
right, nice.
Cool. Making sure I turned it on.
Oh, there's Madeline.
Hi.
Yep. Madeline, come on up.
In the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in the wall.
Look at, now you're going to see all the cool tricks Nathan can do. Nathan, go into the wall. Oh, yeah. Look at him go.
Nathan's in the floor.
I'm
Nathan's
up
in the floor. Skirts. No, Nathan.
Everybody.
That's a you're a VR creep, Nathan.
Come on up.
We've got enough of those.
Where is Nathan? Oh, there you are.
The first time when we tried out this VR technology. The first time I walked into like any virtual reality setting, just a bunch of people went right on top of me and started like harassing me, and it was terrible.
And do you know what Madeline did to those people? She immediately started throwing watermelons at them. That's how Madeline greets you when you approach her strangely. She just starts chucking
stuff at you. Yeah, there were a bunch of watermelons. We were in like a tavern or something.
Yeah.
Madeline.
Yes.
I know why you feel like I took watermelons. So there's no difference there, really, is there?
Who said that?
Maybe the occasional pineapple, just depends on the field.
That's great. I wish real life
life was like that. I wish when you get catcalled, you could just carry around a bunch of watermelons and just chuck them at people.
Oh,
would really do the trick.
You could save me time shopping. You could stick them down your bra and think, come on, if you're starting on me, I'll knock you out with both boobs.
So, Nathan.
Where is he?
There you are. So we were, because we're not not in our bodies, we have our avatars, we thought we would talk about injuries today. Nathan, can you think about what the worst injury you've ever had was?
He's muted.
Oh, you're muted.
Oh, no.
Oh, I thought you said he's muted.
That would be a very good injury.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know how I did that. Okay, I'm back. Oh. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're back. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
there you are. What's your worst injury?
I never really broke a bone before, and I do a lot of stunts and things. But then I'm trying to think of the worst. It's probably the most depressing one. I shattered my heel. Ooh. Jumping off of a 14-foot ledge at a convention in Texas.
Eek.
And I got stuck in Texas, and I had to take blood thinners. It was very, very scary and depressing. And then I do, like, a lot of flips and acrobatics and stunts and things. Mm. And the doctor in Texas told me, she's like, well, you'll probably never run again, and you'll definitely be doing flips again. And that, like, was horrible, horrible to hear, because that's, like, what I got paid to do, and that's, like, what I love. So shattering my heel was probably the worst. And it was the worst in terms of pain as well, because of after the surgery, when the pain meds were coming up, wearing off, and I had the surgery, it felt like a dump truck was just parked on my foot. And I wouldn't take the painkillers after, because I didn't really like the idea of that. So that was horrible. So that has since changed how I've gone about doing stunts and things. I'm a lot more careful now, because I don't ever want to go through that again. So, yeah, probably shattering my heel. And apparently that's, like, one of the hardest bones to break is your heel. And I did it.
Do you want to tell our audience how you broke your heel specifically?
I was doing a show. I do this character named Keith Apicary, who is, like, obsessed with video games, and gets a little carried away. I was in Dallas at a convention called the Screw Attack Convention. And I climbed up. I was, like, about to do a show where Keith does all his songs, and the audience was here, much like right now, and I was up in the rafters 14 feet above the stage, and so everyone's looking at the stage expecting me to come out, and I was going to surprise them by dropping down in front of them, and I surprised myself because it was a lot higher than I thought, and I just shattered my foot on impact. And then I did the whole show for an hour on one foot. I was just, like, hopping around on one foot, doing all the songs, and I was diving off the stage into everybody. I didn't want to give, like, a bad show, and I didn't really think my foot was broken. I thought I sprained it, because I'd never really broken a bone before that. So I just kept doing the show. Then I went to the hospital after, and that's when they were like, no, you're stuck here for a week, and it was horrible. It was the worst. So that's what happened. Keith broke my character Keith broke my foot, so technically I didn't
break a bone,
but Keith has broken a bone. So,
how far was the fall? How high up were you?
It was about 14 feet, because I jumped up off of, like, a 12-foot ledge, and I must have been at least 2 feet above where I jumped off of, and then I landed, and it was horrible. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Here, sure.
Will you raise your hand so everybody can hear it? I think we have to call on you, right? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you guys hear?
Can you?
Yeah, he's fine.
Can everybody? Okay, everybody can hear the question. Great. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. There we go.
Dill, ask away.
Contact you. What? Where do I contact you?
For the T-shirt?
Yes.
At Definitely Dying on Twitter.
Okay.
Or definitelydying@gmail.com through email.
Okay. Well, I'd go.
Seriously, friggin'.
Oh, you gotta go?
Yes.
All right, well, thanks for stopping by, Dill.
Bye, Dill.
Bye. Everybody say goodbye to Dill.
Bye, Dill.
Hey, Dill, when you get your T-shirt, send us a picture of you in it.
All right.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, bye.
My. Oh, Nathan, there you are.
There you are.
I like that Nocturne is as like asleep in the floor. His living is that like nocturnal? Is that his thing?
Yeah, yeah.
He goes in VR, oh, yeah. He goes to sleep.
The only place I can get any peace.
Yeah, there's Nocturne.
Or maybe he died.
Oh. I'm here too. Madeline, come into the crowd.
Ah!
I might be here as well.
Oh, Nocturne!
Nocturne!
Hello!
Hey! We're all together.
Everybody.
Do you guys get nauseous when you move around?
Nope.
I think I'm going to throw up.
No.
I used to notice how lots of tequila before I can
walk. Oh, you got
that
real quick.
It's fine.
Are
you guys hearing me?
I've
ever
thrown
up in a bar. Yeah.
You are audible, sir.
I've ever thrown up in beer.
Yeah.
Tequila's definitely a solution.
Yeah,
Madeline,
I get very nauseous, yeah.
Madeline, our pod, we've been doing this for 35 minutes.
I can't believe it.
Seriously?
No, it would, I wish people could always talk to us during our podcast.
I know. We won't even let, really we usually don't even let the guests talk to us.
Oh.
And why would you?
Aww. Nathan, where are you? Where in the world are you, Nathan?
Are you in the floor?
Are you in the floor? Is he in the wall?
Nathan?
When we were learning how to use this, Nathan kept creeping into the walls.
Did he get stage fright? Yeah.
Can you hear that?
I can hear you. It's like hide and seek.
He's in the crowd.
Sorry.
Hello.
I stepped on the wire and unplugged myself.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Come back, Nathan.
I can't move over there. My headset's not, hands aren't working.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to you there.
Yeah, we can talk to you from there.
Yeah, I can keep talking. I'm going to be repositioned in a second.
The crowd is coming to you.
Yeah. Oh, hello, crowd. Thank you.
I want to say this as a crowd, you guys were a real bunch of swarmers. When somebody enters into that audience, you surround them, make it feel as intense as possible. We appreciate that.
It's nice. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for that. Thank you. Come on up stage. Who wants to come on stage with us?
Yeah, Nathan. We're all a bit. We're like sheep following you.
Shoo-shoo.
Yeah.
Hey, anybody in the audience, does anybody want to share their worst injury?
Okay.
Wait.
Was that whack-a-mole? Did you raise your hand? Did you raise your hand, whack-a-mole? Okay. Who's got a bad injury story? Okay, there we go. Rag-tacular 8-8.
It's spelled wrong.
Anyway, rag-tacular, get us with your injury.
Okay, wait. Let me fix my tracking. That's my forward. So, it was a really long... It was such a long time ago. I think I was like 8 years old. And my old neighborhood had a gigantic, like, 45-degree hill in it. Oh. And peer pressure kicked in, and a couple of my friends said, why don't you take your rusty-ass bike and try to go down on that hill? And I said, sure, why not? So I biked all the way across the circle and got to the top of the hill. And I started thinking to myself, yeah, this is a lot higher than I thought it was. But next-door neighbor's pretty cute, so why the hell not?
Oh, man.
Wait, you thought that about the next-door neighbor when you were 8? That's the most rag-tacular thing I've ever heard. Go on.
So, I went onto the hill, and I wasn't on my bike for more than 5 seconds before I fell off, and my face rode the whole way down the hill.
Oh, that's horrible.
So, any permanent scars?
No, which was unfortunate.
Okay. Nathan, have you ever done like any crazy stunts for love or to impress a girl?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
You're here in real life. That's so scary. Oh, can you guys hear? Can you guys hear Nathan?
Yeah, I want to hear him.
Oh, sweet. He's hovering over my shoulder in real life. This is great. What? Can you tell? Hello?
Okay. All right. I'm coming back.
Okay. He's coming back. But while we're waiting, anybody else want to share an injury? Anybody in the audience?
Yeah. I got you. Lisa.
I will. Because there's actually two rooms.
So, Rage Tacular, is that, did I get it right that time?
Yeah, that's
supposed to be. Rage Tacular, in order to impress his next door neighbor at age 8 years old, rode his bike down a very precarious hill, sliding down the hill on his face after crashing. Good enough? Thank you, Lisa.
Hello, hello. We're still figuring it out.
You guys are doing amazing. I love this.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Claire, do you wanna tell a story? Claire?
Yeah. I used to work in care. And I dig my pack.
Can you guys hear me right now? Yeah, Nathan.
Yeah,
you're good.
We can.
Cool.
And I did my back, and every year it goes, my back, and it's the worst shooting pain I have ever felt. It hurts like mad. I've had it checked out, and there's nothing there, but it hurts, you know.
Yeah, we should.
It feels like.
Who's saying that? Is it Pauline?
Claire. Hitting you in the bank, back. Ow.
That's so... It's such a hilarious on its own. Are you okay, Claire?
Okay, for the people in the other room...
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Claire's story is of having a severe back problem, back injury, and her worthless doctor is telling her it's nothing. So let's throw out some diagnoses.
Oh yeah, what any ideas? Or yeah, what do we think it is, Ben?
Honestly, I mean, I always go to a dark place. Should I say it?
Absolutely. I guess ask Claire.
Stop it.
Claire, do you want to hear my dark place?
Do it.
Hold on.
Yeah.
It sounds like lung cancer to me.
Ben.
I said it was dark. I literally asked everyone in attendance if I should give my answer that sounded dark.
Claire, I think it's...
That's intense.
It's stress. Yeah. I think it's stress. Let's say stress.
Did you guys think you were attending definitely makes you feel better? No, this is a dying podcast.
Chris, do you have an injury to share? Here, Chris, let's hear Chris's injury.
Yeah,
Chris.
Very easy, short one. Apparently, you know you're old and out of shape when you're sitting on the couch and you sneeze so hard, you crack a rib.
Oh!
Oh, no!
You crack a rib.
So, oh, that's the worst pain ever.
Oh, damn.
Go on. What are the doctors?
3 months.
What do they do? Is there anything they can do, or is it like a broken toe where you just have to wait it out?
Well, you can't cast your chest.
Yeah, that's it. Well, right. Breathe, so there's nothing.
Pretty much do nothing. Take it easy.
Did you get wrapped?
Wow.
So you just didn't get off the couch and you just waited, right?
You just stayed literally on the couch. Wow.
That's pretty nice.
Well, on that note, then, achoo, damn it, it's not working for me. Who else?
Oh, we have Sydney. Ryan. Sydney, do you have a story? Here, I'm trying to call.
Traumatizing, but an actual injury. I was like 9 or 10 years old, and I was getting off the bus, and I was walking home, and I heard some lady screaming, and she was like, "Honey, run!" And I turn around, there's a giant rabid Dalmatian chasing me.
What?
And I started running down the street, and I saw my dad standing at the end, and like in slow motion, he starts running towards me, and the dog gets on me, and it rips off my kneecap, like it bites my kneecap.
Oh, no!
And then the lady comes over her fence, and they like start kicking the dog.
I never heard that.
They like pull me
ripped off your kneecap.
So the dog still has your knee.
Yummy.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah.
That's horrifying.
I mean, like, it's hanging out of my legs. It was like hanging out of my leg.
Cindy, that's insane.
Cindy.
I can walk now, it's fine.
How old did you say you were?
Oh my god.
I was like 9 to 10.
That's horrifying as a kid. Wow.
But now I have like a little black sea. Like a little black sea. And then my,
jeez. Oh, wow.
I stitched everything back together. So,
I mean, are you scared of dogs now?
No. No, but I'm definitely a cat person.
Nathan, can you hear me?
Wow.
Yes.
You've had a lot of like wild adult injuries because you do so many stunts. Did you have any crazy childhood injuries?
No, I was pretty dirty. That's why I think I broke my foot, my heel, because I thought I was so indestructible. I've done so many crazy things and I never got hurt. I jump off roofs, get hit by cars, like for videos and stuff, and I just never got hurt. But I did, when I was little, I sprained both of my arms one time in fifth grade, or maybe it was third, no, it was third grade. I lived in Plainville, Massachusetts, and this girl told me to jump out of a tree. I was living in this place with a field in the backyard. And behind it, and the other kids would hang out in this field, and I climbed up the tree, and the girl said, "Jump out of the tree!" And I had a crush on this girl. So, we all had a crush on this girl, and I was like, "Oh, cool! I'm gonna jump out." And I jump out, and I didn't just jump to land on my feet. I jump and I dove for some reason, and I landed flat on my stomach and chest on the ground. It was at least 7 feet up. And I just slipped, belly flopped onto the hard ground, and I sprained both my arms. And I didn't break them, luckily, but I had ACE bandages that wrapped around all of them. I couldn't open doors in the school for like a week. I had a kid walk around with me, would open all the doors for me, and like open my books and things, because I just had my arms like out like this. So that was to impress a girl.
Was she impressed? Anything,
but I heard
of course she was.
I don't remember, but this probably.
Did any of your brothers ever get to go out with her?
No, this is the story of how Nathan met the mother of his children.
Yeah, I fell in love with her that day. Anyone that forces me into like, breaking my arms.
One time, I had a crush on this.
Really got hurt till older. Sorry, continue.
No, I had a crush on this boy like in elementary school. And the only way I knew how to express it was like, I was like kind of lightly making fun of his glasses. And then his little brother found me and beat me up.
Oh Jesus. Gosh. I didn't say that. Yeah. I took a turn.
So it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. I was like, he like just punched me in the stomach a few times.
Jesus, though. Oh, did it?
Guys, a proper niggling question.
How old are you?
Okay.
When I walk,
probably like third grade.
Huh? It doesn't click. It goes.
That's what your leg does.
And it
kind of creaks.
You can hear it.
So we have a question here. Yeah. Is this from Shushu?
Or no, it's Claire.
Claire. So Claire's asking us.
Claire,
is it common? Is it common to have your knee kind of make a sound when you walk around? Give us some claps if your knee makes a. Great. Oh, and everybody, mine does, and everybody, let's get a chorus of what your knees sound like. Can everybody say what your knees sound like?
My knees
My knee goes ooh-ah. Ooh-ah goes my knee. Ooh-ah. 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 Knees. How long? You've had your knee for a while? Like your whole life?
It's a new one.
You got a new knee?
Upgrades.
Claire, how long did anything happen that led to your knee making that sound, or it's just you woke up one day and you had that sound?
She obviously can't hear you over the sound of her knees.
Camera, do you have any interesting injury stories?
Yeah. My camera's so sad.
Camera, you so sad.
Is camera a person?
Yeah, Nathan, I think camera is a person. I thought it was just a camera. It has feelings. But it's a person called camera.
Nathan, go over to that camera.
It's so bad when you walk in front of it.
Where is the camera? I can't find it.
Kind of on the table. So, oh, there.
It's on the table.
Camera, can you come forward?
Yeah. Nathan, give that camera the same treatment that little brother gave Madeline.
All right, camera, where are you?
It's over here.
Not. Oh, there's camera. Yeah. All right.
Smash it.
No.
What do you mean, Nick? Yeah.
She's giving Madeline flashbacks.
I know. Oh, no. I'm going to go into the wall.
Evildoer, what are you doing back there? Evildoer, can you hear me? Evildoer, come on up. Come to the front.
Evildoer.
Come talk to us, Evildoer.
Yeah.
We want to hear your worst injury story.
Hey, Lynn, can you hear me?
Hi, Lynn. Yeah. Hi. You guys are doing great.
Any good injury stories?
No, they're all too sad.
Oh, really sad. We'd love to hear. We'd love to hear one that was sad.
Yeah, we get sad on this podcast.
Yeah.
Why are all these injury stories related to relationships? That's my question.
Because we do
just make you do stupid things.
It's very true.
Because love hurts.
Like, yeah.
Love hurts. You're right. It does. It's kind
Any other injury stories that we've been? Oh, we've got a couple. Got a couple more. Scott,
what do you got?
An injury story.
Yeah. This is not an injury for myself, but I saw it happen.
Oh, good.
It was one of my best friends, Jeremy Snyder, about 2 years ago. We were at a music festival. We were about to, you know, get down for the first night, and he puts on, you ever seen one of those, like, rubber horse head masks?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, very, always scary.
Have we? I think we're talking classic Jeremy Snyder.
Yep, he's a big guy. He's like a bodybuilder, so he's got big muscles, mm-hmm. and he likes to show off, like, what he can do. He's like, watch me gallop like a horse. So he puts this horse head mask on, and he gets down on all fours, and he runs head first into a tree. Bam! He couldn't see a thing. He couldn't see a thing because the horse head mask and with the rubber, when the rubber collided with the tree, it scalped him.
Like, oh, Jesus!
Right from the top. Yeah, right at the music festival, the first. So, like, we had to call 911. We rushed him to the front of the fest, and, like, they took him out. He was in the hospital all night.
Yikes.
Oh,
wow.
That's a good one.
The doctor,
terrible.
Like, so you were riding a horse? And he's like, no.
I was the horse. Oh, my God. That is a... I'm gonna go out on a limb, and I'm going to say... That was the best Jeremy Snyder story I've literally ever heard. Who else got a Jeremy Snyder story?
Yeah, anybody else got a Jeremy Snyder story?
You know what that is. Wake him out. Hit us with your Jeremy Snyder story.
He's got a very large scar now. But he's so
I don't know if Jeremy Snyder is.
Are you still friends with Jeremy Snyder?
Oh, yeah. I see.
Can you send us a picture?
Oh, yeah,
picture. Yeah, tweet at us at Definitely Dying.
Yeah.
Okay, I will do that.
Thank you. If you send us a picture, we'll send you a t-shirt.
All right, I'll
take this. Nathan, are there any...
And his phone number.
Oh. Just tweet, like, his home address and his phone number.
Yeah, yeah.
Nathan, are there any, like, tricks you want to... Can you do any... Like, you do all those tricks in real life. Is there anything you could do in VR that you can't do in real life?
Teleport.
Oh, man. Let's see here. Well, this is much like the UCB right here. This is basically where I would drop from up top there onto the stage. You know the new theater, the new big modern screen they have that hangs down? I broke that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, one of the first
nights. You broke it?
I sure did, and it was like some new, like a manager there that night, some dude that I didn't know, and I was like, oh, just tell Besser
that it was me and he'll understand. And he would, the guy was like stressing out because I'd like ruined this whole giant screen. So I was going to see if we could like reenact.
No. And me, if the phone just decided to be.
Let's see here.
I wonder, Kit, can you jump? Whoa!
Oh, yeah, he's in the air. Look.
You're like ascending.
Okay. All right, I'm going to try to go.
So that I can forget the lyrics.
Up into the. above the screen, and then I'm going to jump down.
Oh, amazing.
Okay, here I go. Ready?
Madeline, you're in the back of the club now.
Should I come join you? Yeah, come watch.
I'll join you.
Okay.
Right. Oh, there I go.
I'm going to go. Three, two, one.
Break something.
Whoa!
Yeah! Big clap. Big round of applause, everyone.
Big claps. Everybody make your knee sounds for Nathan.
Did it look like I went up there?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it did. It was cool.
Oh, now I'm supposed to come back up to the stage? Come back.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of gruesome.
Yeah, it really was.
Cool, but it would have looked cooler if you had a horse
Sweet.
Mask.
That was rad. Really cool now.
If that were Jeremy Snyder, he would have had his horse mask
on. Classic Jeremy Snyder.
Classic Jeremy Snyder.
Jeremy Snyder.
Jeremy Snyder parties hard, that's for sure.
Yeah.
we can't say what he was under the influence of that night.
He was under the influence of being goddamn Jeremy Snyder. Hell yeah, Jeremy Snyder.
Hell yeah, yeah. Jeremy.
Rag-tacular. Yeah, oh, definitely. Let him know. He's a star.
Oh, yeah.
In virtual reality. And in real, real reality.
Is this on your
body? Some of these people are just dots.
Yeah, some people are just that? Dots. Yeah, this will be. We'll release cool. this on the podcast.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, on a couple in a few weeks.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's gonna sound so confusing to people who are just listening to it.
Yeah.
I know.
Because like, we're kind of experiencing something. Yeah.
They'd be like, why are all these people talking at the show?
Like one might make the argument that they're going to think it's bad. But,
no.
No.
But we're having a great time.
Oh, is there's a hand. Oh, if you put a hand up and you're just a dot, that's
bring it to
what's
the room.
Going on. Yeah.
So click on you. The dots are part of our system where it's a way for us to have a sense of presence for people in their rooms. If
cool.
Have somebody
I'm clicking on
into
it.
This room, though, and they go like this. Can click on them and beam them into the room. Guys in the other room, do you want to go?
Oh, yeah. Someone want to be beamed into the room? Oh, yeah.
Beam you.
Okay. Do I do that? Oh, Tony.
Tony.
Whoa, Tony.
You got to unmute yourself.
Oh, Tony, can you unmute?
Yeah.
A new camera came. Hey, Tony. You're in the room.
Where's the camera?
Tell us about the worst thing that ever happened to your head.
Tony.
My head.
What's the worst thing that's ever happened to your head?
On the way to school one day, I stuck my bike down a massive hill and, like, the whole right side of my face.
What? We've heard this one.
Missing. You could. Mine was called toothpaste. Wow. Long time.
Wow. Did you? Are you any scars? Any cool scars, Tony?
A pretty nasty gash across the top of my eye.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
You know, you have an injury soulmate in this room who basically have the same injury. Where is it? Where?
Oh, nice.
It's Rag-tacular, right?
Yeah, where's Rag-tacular?
Somebody touches dot. Where's the dot?
Rag-tacular? Anybody else from the other room want to come in here and share an injury?
Anybody want to answer a random question?
Oh, there. Hello.
Where?
Wait. Right here. Can I? I'm trying to click. Did that work?
They went away. If you're in the other room, raise your hand and we'll bring you here.
Oh, there's a hand. There's a hand. I'm trying to. Here, let's see.
The
Bo-yams.
Yes. I used to work at a retail store, and we received an overloaded trailer, and. So, like, we were trying to pry it open, So there were 2 4-foot or 4x4s, and there were three of us trying to pry open the trailer because it went in a slant, and all of a sudden something happened, and I blacked out, and I woke up in the emergency room, and I detached something in my back.
Oh.
With some muscle. Oh. It was about the size of a grapefruit.
Oh.
Oh.
What?
Oh, we've had a few grapefruit-sized injuries. That's horrifying. Do you know what it was?
And then I detached a muscle in my back.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was the size of the grapefruit was the detached muscle?
Oh. The internal bleeding.
Oh, my gosh.
2 years prior, I was... I was a passenger in my car, and that car was so old it didn't have a seatbelt, and my door opened around a corner, and
oh no!
Bo-Yams.
Bo-Yams, where'd you go?
So, unfortunately, we got to wrap. Oh, there you're back. Bo-Yams, finish your story. So we got to wrap everyone.
Bo-Yams.
And then I put my hand on the door, and I shattered my radius and ulna and displaced seven bones in my hand.
Oh my.
Ooh. Oh. There are more bones in the human hand than in any other part of the body.
And then 4 years later, I puked up some bad pizza, and I had a Mary Weiss tear where I had to receive 5 units of blood.
What?
Holy crap. Bo-Yams. Bo-Yams, we might have to call you from the regular podcast and hear about your insane life.
I know. You guys.
Would you be willing to tell us some stories on the regular podcast? Over the phone?
I'm not sure.
Well, you know, if you ever change your mind, you can just tweet at us.
Madeline, I think we gotta close down the show. It's 6 o'clock. You'd love to
just remind me of a story. Can I tell a quick story about an injury?
Yeah.
30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a
good comedy. But wait, hold on half a Claire. You should end it with a story. But Claire, were you saying something?
I think she wanted comedy advice. Is that what you said?
Oh.
Claire?
Yeah.
Great. You tweeted us. We'll message us. Well, we would love to talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Madeline would love to talk about that.
Now, Nathan, can you close us out with a story, Nathan?
Okay, this is a story that it did not happen to me, but it's one of the greatest injury stories I've ever heard.
Great.
I wish it happened. Well, I mean, I do not wish it happened to me, but it would be cooler if it did, I guess. It happened to my friend's friend in high school. They were going sledding in Massachusetts, and my friend's friend was sledding on a regular sled with, like, the runners, you know, the metal runners, like an old classic sled. And he went down this big hill on the sled and crashed into a snowbank, and he, like, slammed into the sled he was, like, laying on, and he knocked the wind out of himself and just hurt himself, like, you know, a usual crash. And then they were going home, and he's like, I don't feel so good. And he looked down in his snowsuit, and it was blood all over his snowsuit. And he's like, no. So he unzipped his snowsuit, and ton of blood came out. And then he opened his pants, and he unzipped his pants and pulled it down, and a gray ball fell out, connected to a cord in it on the wall to the ground.
Look at this. Look at all this. Dot is clapping.
He passed out once he realized it was his testicle, and he woke up when he was in the hospital, and they were putting his testicle back in. And he said the weirdest part was that he realized the testicles were gray. So
that's
the best injury stories I've ever heard.
I can't think of a better way to close out this podcast. Thank you so much, Nathan.
Thank you
guys so much. This is so cool. You were all so cool.
If you're one of the people that got a t-shirt, send us a picture.
You should give us all one inch of a t-shirt.
I think you guys need Dill as a guest sometime.
Yeah, I know. Well, if you ever want to listen to us in not virtual reality, we're definitely dying. You can find us on iTunes and all of the social media places. Everybody, let's give a round of knee sounds and say goodbye. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks for the claps.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, everybody.
Thank Bye. You Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been Definitely Dying. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes, and you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Definitely Dying.
Until next time, stay healthy.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.